ICPG 704.2, Personnel Security Adjudicative Guidelines for Determining Eligibility for Access to Sensitive Compartmented Information and Other Controlled Access Program Information. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Annex A. 1. Which process is an examination of a sufficient period of a person's life to make an affirmative determination that the person is an acceptable security risk? Adjudicative. 2. How many factors should be considered by the adjudicator in evaluating the relevance of an individual's conduct? 9. 3. The ultimate determination of whether the granting or continuing of eligibility for security clearance is clearly consistent with the interests of national security must be an overall common-sense judgment based upon careful consideration of how many different guidelines, each of which is to be evaluated in the context of the whole person. 13. 4. How many items should the adjudicator consider about the person when information of security concern becomes known about an individual who is currently eligible for access to classified information? 6. 5. Which assessment has the primary goal of determining the risk based on foreign associations that information may be compromised if access is approved? Foreign preference. 6. What is a concern as it may lead to financial crimes, including espionage? Compulsive gambling. 7. What, if consumed in excess, often leads to the exercise of questionable judgment or the failure to control impulses and can raise questions about an individual's reliability and trustworthiness? Alcohol. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.